Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. So excited to be with you every Tuesday for many years here on my favorite station, On Time Radio. So I'm with my producer, Christopher. I hope you guys can hear me. I want my producer to confirm if you guys can hear me very well. I'm choosing an interesting topic. I call my show today Sacred Connection, how to end the loneliness and how to forge a new path, how to create and forge new relationships. And the reason I'm doing this is because now that the pandemic has subsided and restrictions have been lifted, what I'm seeing, and probably what you are seeing, is people have returned to their typical social ways. We are witnessing an unprecedented amount of traveling, gathering, overall celebration, and people are celebrating like a new beginning, and they're so excited that they can do the things they used to do in the past. But a lot of us still feel alone. In spite of our return to normality, people are still feeling still isolated, they still feel depressed, they still feel they cannot reconnect. So I said, let me do a show about this because we need to explain this. Feelings of loneliness are signals from your inner self that something is not going right. There's something at a deeper level, at your life needs to be different. So there's things about you that you have to change. So if you find that you're lonely and you have those feelings of loneliness lingering post-pandemic, I want you to tune in and I want you to call me, because this is, as you know very well, a calling show. The reason I want you to talk about this because there are ways of healing. There are six actions that I came up with that you can take to break out isolation and to reunite with a supportive group. It's so significant to be united in situations like this. And as you know very well, I always take your call because I help you tackle any of your concerns, for many years here on Untime Radio. And the number to call in case you don't have the number, 202-570-7057. I come up with this topic because many of us feel, as I said, still depressed. And they sort of, clients come to me and they confess that they disconnected. They've been disconnected. They've been isolated. And they experience this kind of a social anxiety. And especially when they try to go out. And these are, as I said, signals that something else is actually going wrong. So if you say, well, okay, I'm having this anxiety that is lingering and I want to know what I need to do, this is the show to tune in. As I already mentioned, I'd love to take your calls if you experience this. But too many of us have forgotten the significance of community. And that the best in us is when we connect to each other, and the best in us is when we express love towards each other. And now we are in a phase in which we are beginning to realize that the community is actually inseparable from our well-being. Studies, if you go and check on all the studies that show that a strong social network is crucial, actually, for your good health. And a strong social network actually leads to a longer life. And especially in the West, we are taught that individuality is key to success. In Europe and in Latin American countries, community is very important to your successful life. It's like the instrument, it's like the foundation of your successful life. So being integrated in the community is a sign of a vibrant life. It's a sign of your health, because we heal ourselves through those positive interactions between friends, neighbors, co-workers, family members, sometimes even strangers. And we learn by watching and listening to the unique experience of other people. And it's all about interacting with each other. You can't go and isolate, because that means it's almost like a sign of severe depression. It's almost a sign of wanting to leave this earth. But if you practice connection, if you practice compassion, if you give love to other people, you build solid connection despite the differences that exist among us. Unfortunately, we continue, you know, to express those differences, which is extremely sad for our evolution. We all are the same people. We all are the same in spite of our gender, in spite of our color of the skin, in spite of our religion. You know, we need to remember that the best of us, again, is accepting each other and loving each other every second. And we have a very hard time doing it the way we should. By connecting with those around us, we can help heal the community, the family, the everything that we share. So when we grieve or when we are in trouble, we look to the members of the community for support. You look to your family to support, and you are surprised to see who's actually there to the rescue, who's there to help you. Probably one of your coworkers, probably somebody you never thought would help you, is there for you. As I said, it may be a community member that you hardly know who comes to help and makes such a lasting impression on your spirit. So that's why it's so important to give people a chance, to believe in them, to trust them, to cultivate the good in them. And whenever we perform selfless acts for our community, then we create that collective positive action that is called karma. So your community is actually composed of the people who leave those gentle footprints, small, but they leave an imprint, a footprint on your spirit. And it's important to communicate with compassion. Community and communication go actually hand in hand, in my opinion, because both words share the Latin root, which means simply to share, divide among. When you communicate, you share words, you share emotion, you share ideas, you share values, you share knowledge. Likewise, a community shares all of these ideas as well. Each time you speak, each time you write or communicate to another being, you have the opportunity to generate what is called that positive or negative karma. And then the question is, which will it be? If you create positive, adequate communication that comes from your heart, that human interaction that is at the core of the true community, is the right thing to do. There's nothing we can achieve if we simply convey our thoughts in ways that are respectful. There's nothing better if we convey ways that are respectful to others, but also respectful to our own self. It's important to talk through the conflicts in life in a way that express what exactly we feel, what we need. Here's where we don't know how to do it without hurting each other. That's why we live in a world where people, through the way they convey their thoughts, they hurt each other. But having good communication is key to bringing ideas to life, is key to manifesting the good intention. In other words, we can work together if we can communicate together. But when we do understand each other well, our mutual trust builds, and we can make miracles happen through joint efforts. We often choose harsh words over soft ones because we think they carry more resonance. If you're harsh, there's more resonance. We prefer to yell at each other other than whisper, assuming that that's going to make your point get across. But it is the softer words that is more easily penetrating the heart. We aren't as careful as we should be when choosing our words. Now, effective communication would eliminate arguments, misunderstanding, and strain relationship. There will always be time when someone offends you. That happens. Give that person the benefit of a doubt to say, "Oh, I hate to bring this up, but I'm sure you don't realize." So try to find a way to express your own frustration, but surely try to mitigate that conflict. Ask for clarification. Assume the best intention. Your relationship with people will be smoother if you choose softer words. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to help you understand the significance of and the resonance of communication between people. Because different people require different approaches. So you need to keep in mind to communicate with people accordingly. And then the way you communicate with yourself is very important, because you are part of the community and you also have to talk to yourself out loud and ask yourself what it exactly you need to do. What's the quality of your own communication with your own self? Because many times people say things like, "Oh, I'm so stupid," or "I did something wrong," or I don't trust myself. Negative self-talk that can be destructive for you and for the people around you. If you're listening to the show, please understand, because you foster insecurity, jealousy, standard anxiety when you self-talk, when your self-talk is negative, and people around you will pick up on those emotions and be affected by them, and they will also receive the message that they can treat you in a similar way. So by loving and using the gentle language to your own self, that you are a work in progress, so compassion is in order. So these are the things that you need to do in order to get respect from other people, to be treated the correct way. If you inhibit communication with yourself, then you hurt yourself. So do an honest introspection, recognize your traits and ask yourself, what it is I really want? What it is I really need? What is there in my heart, and how much am I influenced from outside? There's a lot of outside influence. So communicate to yourself in a loving way by affirming to yourself and the universe that everything is good about you. So engage in a process of continuous self-discovering and acknowledgement of your potential, and use your self-talk to reinforce your worth. Please do this on a daily basis. Never put yourself down. And while you are talking to yourself and others with compassion and kindness, don't forget the most important thing in the community is the loving force of the universe. Establish a two-way communication with the divine, with God. Those sacred rituals that we call prayer, meditation, affirmation will help you plug in to a greater source of empowerment and receive messages about your life. So accept divine intervention and allow yourself to be shown what it is that you must do, because there's always God, the Spirit, tends to communicate through synchronicity, through the symbol, through the way you might hear or see things in order to get the guidance that you need. Whenever you feel disconnected from other people, remember, you never disconnected from the divine. People do care. Even if they have their own egos, even if sometimes they don't show compassion. But Spirit, the divine world, will make its presence known sometime through the people, sending a sudden message, a reminder that you are loved, that you are cared for. So this message may be coming from a stranger that you meet, from somebody you know that you don't even know. You heal through people. So God will send you just what you need to begin the process of feeling better about yourself and your life. So the reason I'm telling you all of this, because we went through a very hard time in the world. We want to be open to the message and to the messenger. Now, there are five virtues to a greater compassion. I'm going to talk about those in a minute, but I'm going to take some calls because I know I have amazing people who want to talk to me, and they've been waiting on the line for a while. I don't know if Rose is still with me. Hi, my lovely Rose. Are you still waiting?
Carmen, how are you?
Oh, I love you, my Rose. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love you too. Well, I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
So this is regarding like student loans.
Yes.
So there's something that's available to individuals that are like public servants, work for the government, mm-hmm. work for right. nonprofits, the public service forgiveness loan. And
right.
I was thinking about applying for it because the president said anyone that, you know, has made previous payments on their student loans, that will count towards the 120 payments or 10 years it ends up being. But
okay.
my concern is like these student loan providers are, you know, not very trustworthy. And the first round mm-hmm. of people, they had a lot of trouble. They were told that they made a payment that was like pennies off and this and that, and late payments a couple of days, but the president supposedly fixed that. But I'm kind of nervous about applying for this program because I do feel actually I probably have made 120 payments, but I don't know mm-hmm. if I'll be given all the credit. And I just, is that enough being with my current student loan servicer?
You know what I feel? I'm listening to you and I feel like you should go with a different credit loan servicer.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting,
like, yeah. You know what? My own student loan servicer, I got a correspondence that said I made a late payment, and they sent it out 3 weeks after I made my payment. I have proof. I paid it through the bank. I paid it before it was due.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
They're up to, you know, doing their,
right.
their tricks and stuff. I can prove
right.
that I paid on time. I mean,
exactly.
I'm smart, but I guess, you know, but I guess I'm nervous because, you know, you have to go with, do you see that I would get credit for all these payments
yeah.
I've made?
You are.
Because the new
yeah.
service loan provider, I probably made 120 payments. I'm pretty sure I have. So, I just don't want the new student loan provider to like be like, yeah, we want to make more money, so we're going to calculate that you only, you know, made payments for 5 years or something that are eligible.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
I am very confident that you're going to be able to find a different provider for this and negotiate and get credit. And you will be very happy with the amount that you will be able to they will come up with. I feel very, very, very good intuitively about this.
That I'll get the credit that I'm
right, that you'll get the credit, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because really I should probably, based on what the president is offering to, you know, individuals, like I said, certain individuals, I would expect that I would pretty much have 120
right.
or very short of it.
Right.
Because I just want it
right.
discharged. Because the first round of people, they really had trouble. So
right.
they made their 120 payments, but I believe the government is now using a different loan servicer.
Yeah, I agree, but I think there is a way. Can you look for that? Can you find another provider?
Well, the thing is, I'm not sure I can do that. I think I could go with the one with the government, or
yeah, the one with the government would be good.
But right now, you only have one you can go with, And right now, my current student loan, I got very lucky at the time I graduated to be in a low APR, but I haven't moved that much. You know, I'm making payments, you know, and I don't know what kind of monkey business they've been up to also. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people have complained, you know, so the thing is, you basically have one service loan provider. I think it started with an M, the name of the service loan, Moher, something like that,
Yeah, it can be. I don't know for sure. For some reason, I don't know. You know, I paid my student loans. Thank God for that, you know? Yeah.
Well, I probably, the amount of money I've paid, I really have, like, I feel like my current one's not really losing money, so.
Right.
Because, I've been paying for some time, but it's not paid off.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I just don't want to end up, getting stuck with this other servicer, because once you start, that's it.
No, you will not. You will not. You'll be fine.
Do you see that it will be like, if I decide to go forward, it would be forgiven fairly quickly? Or?
Yes, very quickly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agree. Yeah, you'll be free.
Oh God, that would feel so great. It really just like a lot of people, like Elizabeth Warren has said, you know, a lot of people, they didn't realize what they're getting into and how hard it is, and it's just
The majority of the people don't realize
it and the impact it has on your life. So.
Right. True. So true. So true.
The main thing. I just wanted to know if it is a good idea to move forward.
It's a very good idea, and I promise you this will be this will go away.
Oh good.
Yeah,
I would be so happy. Oh my God.
Yes, we'll celebrate. Like, call me back, we'll celebrate it on the radio.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
I totally believe this.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to thank you so much.
Oh, I love you, Rose.
Yeah, I love you too. And trust me, I'll be very happy to call you and tell you it's been
discharged. We will, yeah. Yeah, we'll do a happy dance.
Oh God, that'll be great.
yes. Absolutely, my love. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Well, this is pretty good.
Yeah. So you do feel good about it.
Yeah. Just don't even worry. It's something like it's like the divine world is gonna take it away from you. You know, all this suffering, this pain.
You know, my friend told me about it, and then this weekend I was watching the news, and I happened to turn on the TV just at the right time. And what are they talking about? Public service loan. And then I was online, and again it popped up. So I feel
that's
like
what people have been talking about all this time. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're talking especially about most people are eligible for the $10,000 to be relieved of the $10,000, but this is also something else for people that like are public servants or nonprofits, all that kind of stuff, work for the government.
Right.
So, so I feel like it's been popping up for me, like, in the last couple weeks without...
Right.
So I feel like the divine is actually trying to get my attention.
Totally,
possibly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you feel like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely feel like that.
Well, I know you have a lot of other callers, so I want to thank you.
Take a deep breath and just release this. This is going to go away and you will be completely free and happy. I'm looking forward to that moment.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling me. I love you.
Oh, thank you, as always.
Call anytime.
All right.
Anytime.
All right.
I love you, Rose.
I love you, too.
Wonderful.
Take care.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye. I'm going to go and take a short break, then I'm going to go to Sharon, Shannon. So Shannon, then I think I have Barbara, then I have Leilani. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited
for summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, so excited to be with you on Om Times Radio, like every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to tell you something. If there is miracle, if miracles exist in this world, I think the most miraculous one is compassion. And the source of our miracle is actually coming from our own compassionate heart. And I think the miracle of love is what makes us, brings the best in all of us. So I want all of us to think this way for a second and open up, you know, the door of compassion within our heart and loving each other and accepting each other and honoring each other. I think that's missing so much in the world right now. And I think we can change it in a minute and change the world around and create this, what is intended to be, a paradise. So I'm going to go to California again because this is a place I really love. And I'm going to go to Shannon. Hi, Shannon, my love. Thank you for calling me.
Hi, Carmen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my beautiful. How are you, my love?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you know you've helped me with this problem and little things are kind of happening. And you said something to me which resonated, and you actually mentioned it today, about when you open up your mind and you really want something, the universe kind of responds to it.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember, I told you I was hurt at work. They treated me really bad. And then now I decided to get medical help, and now I'm waiting to see a doctor. So they wouldn't accommodate me to work from home, so they put me off work. And there's a lot of office drama. Well, you told me that somebody was going to call me about a job. And they actually did call me about a job. It was someone that I worked with before that also left my company. So they left my company because the companies changed. And she called me last week or the week before and told me that something was going to come soon, like they were going to do a rec when they open up something for the job, but I have to go through the interview process. But she wants me to have a job and all this other stuff. So I just wondered if you see that actually happening anytime soon, because she didn't know when it was going to happen. But everything that you said is kind of sort of happening. So it made me feel a lot more
research, because I'm really stressed right now about this whole situation.
Oh, definitely, I see this happening. Absolutely, I see this happening in a week, in 2 weeks, something right around the corner. And okay. You know what comes in my mind intuitively? You know, the intuition gives you all kinds of information that can be useful. I see a blonde woman, straight hair, hair up to the shoulder, and an initial that starts with an L, like Laura, Lisa, something like that. And whatever, so there's something here you might not know, but then you will. But I'm absolutely confident that there is a big reason into the new door that's opening, like the new possibility, the new career, the new direction that you're about to start, way better than continuing to stay in that drama, in that nonsense you've been staying for a while. Do you agree?
Yeah, because I I'm hurt and everything, but I mean, I'm going to hopefully get the care I need. I'm hopefully going to get the care I need in the next few weeks from the doctor at the end of September. Hopefully by then I'll be working towards getting better, but I can't go back there, Carmen.
Don't even think. Don't even think about it. That was the source of distress. It was the source of a illness, of a disconnect, you know?
Yeah. Just the thought of it going back there, having to deal with this hard.
No, not even. Don't even. Just tell yourself, I'm good enough. I'm strong enough. You know, the divine world wants me to move forward and don't go back. We never go back. When a door is closed, it's closed. Don't try to reopen that door, because whatever happened there, you don't want to experience anymore. So moving forward, that's why this new door is opening. That's why new people are coming, people to help, people to give you another chance. And tell me what the doctor said. What is the doctor's diagnosis? What it is that the doctor is giving you or offering you to help you?
Well, they said I have a nerve impingement because I have pain running down my leg. I get these hot shooting.
Okay.
And they're, I don't want to, I didn't, you know, they're going to give me some kind of an anti-inflammatory non, or like a steroid shot. But actually, there's a couple different options to do, but it's not going to cause any damage. It's not going to be like something that's going to cause me long-term damage. So they want to do that.
Well, there are there's prednisone, that cortisone, that is the strongest anti-inflammatory, but it comes with a lot of side effects. It creates gastritis, it raises the blood pressure, can take you can cause diabetes type 2, raises the sugar level. So it depends, you know, how your body reacts to that. But that's the strongest anti-inflammatory. And also it depends how is it administrated. If it's in an injection, and how much they will give you, 80 milligram, 120 milligram, that depends. And then there is the pill that you can take, and you can start with a low dose pill, like 4 milligram, the lowest, or 2 is actually the lowest, going up to 20 a day, which is a high dose. But then you will feel different, because it does. Pain, whatever pain in the body comes from inflammation. And what I've learned is, like, if you want to live a long life, you have to be free from any form of inflammation. The moment the body doesn't have inflammation, longevity is written on your forehead. Now, you have an inflammation that is affecting, it's causing severe pain, because it infringe on your nerves, so it affects you from that. So that's very debilitating. Do you have a lot of pain?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can do things, and sometimes just walking a block or doing something will obviously kill me. Like, you know, and other times I'm okay.
And that's not normal. That's not the way it should be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should be not having that pain. The pain should go away, and the only way the pain will go away with an anti-inflammatory. Now, there are all kinds of anti-inflammatory that are non-steroid, so that they don't have cortisone. Ibuprofen, for instance, but ibuprofen affects your heart. All of this stuff has a lot of side effects, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the question is, which is the one he recommends, which is the one he prescribes. Now, There's another thing that you can do. Use an anti-inflammatory diet. So eat everything that is anti-inflammatory, you know. So don't eat stuff that causes inflammation. Like, for instance, what causes inflammation is the dairy products. They are known for causing a lot of inflammation. Cheeses, milk, stuff like that. So the moment you cut on that, you know, you cut on a part of, you know, the food that causes inflammation. Are you doing this?
Yeah, I don't actually have regular milk. I actually have oat milk. Is oat milk okay?
That's very good. What about any cheese or anything else?
Cheese, I still eat, not that much anymore, actually. I don't have a lot of dairy in my diet. I have very little, but I do like cheese.
Do you still eat red meat?
Yeah, a little bit. My husband doesn't want me to eat it anymore, but I do like red meat. My God. Okay.
So that's not also helping you either. But if you send me an email, I'll send you an article or a list of an anti-inflammatory food that you can go by.
I'm taking the turmeric stuff you told me to take.
Turmeric, curcumin, and the best anti-inflammatory natural is not actually turmeric, is bromelain.
Bromelain. Okay.
If you take 6,000 milligrams of bromelain, which comes from pineapple. Listen, there is a product called Heal and Soothe that is phenomenal on the market, and you can find it on Amazon, Heal and Soothe. And you take one pill has 6,000 units of bromelain. It's a natural stuff, has no side effects, and is known for releasing any kind of pain due to inflammation. Before you try anything else, try this first. And tell me how you feel in 3 days. Let me know how you feel. I bet you're going to feel fabulous. I can see this being an alternative for your healing.
Okay.
Try this. Promise me.
Okay. But you definitely see the new opportunity coming because I feel like
absolutely.
I don't want to go back there.
You're not going back there, I promise you. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I hope you know how much I appreciate you. You really bring a lot of happiness to my life.
I love you. And let me know about the bromelain, the Heal and Soothe. Send me a text or send me an email at carmenharaeruan and let me know if you have any other, or if you need anything else, just send me an email, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I love you, my beautiful. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it, too.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, my love. So I'm going to take a break, then I'm going to go to Barbara from Chicago. So Barbara, hold on the line. Then I'm going to go to Lelani, my beautiful Lelani. So you guys, hold on the line. I'm going to take a short break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back on my favorite station, on Type Radio. I'm going to talk to Barbara now. Hi, my lovely Barbara. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen.
How are you, my love?
Okay.
Good.
I had a parent die earlier this year, and I feel like some of the family has done things that, they made sure they took, did they take a lot of things?
I don't think I understand. So, who are you referring to exactly?
Well, I'm sorry, possessions, you know.
Okay.
I said
somebody in the family took some of the stuff, no?
Yeah. I don't think they were forthcoming of all that was going on, put it that way.
Right.
And
I feel a woman, an older woman. That's the only person that comes in my head, a woman, but an older person who had something to do with what you're talking about.
My older sister, then.
Yeah. Did she admit any of this?
Not really. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I feel like she knows exactly what she's been doing. Like, it's not that she was not aware. She was fully aware of what she was doing. But probably doesn't want to admit it. She had access to something. And either she has access to a place where things were hidden.
And because of sometimes the way she is and my health hasn't been that great, I just kind of stayed away, Carmen, you know?
Right. Yeah, I know.
So,
is there I'm thinking what can be done about this. This is very hard to try to put up with an argument with her or like
No. Carmen, ill begotten, ill begone.
Right. Yeah, I know.
But it's still kind of, it's kind of hard. Yeah. That's all.
It's very hard. Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah.
You can't take it with you to the other side.
Right. Exactly. But this is something that I spoke about 22 years ago when I wrote my first book called Everyday Karma. The karma is what is here we are talking about. So she creates something karmically wrong,
Yeah.
Karmically wrong for herself,
And do you see me finding, because I am a doctor.
Finding what?
Do you see me finding the doctor that I'm going to need?
The doctor?
Yeah.
For what it is that you need a doctor for? Just give me an idea. What are you looking for?
I have problems with my chest. Breast area.
The breast area?
Yeah.
You want to check on your breast to see if everything is okay?
Well, I know it's not. I know it's not.
Okay. Do you need a surgery?
Yeah.
I'm finding a doctor who's middle age, relatively tall, extremely good doctor, but because I see somebody performing a surgery, but it's a good one and it's done very well and will make a difference.
Yeah.
And I and he, have a name that starts with an S. Stephen S. It can be last name, but this name comes very strong, and the image of a doctor comes very strong in my head.
Yeah. And
I know that this is going to happen, and it's going to be really good.
Yeah, well, I can't go on. Yeah, I can't go on, you know. And do you see me getting this extra insurance that I need?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Very easily, actually. It's not going to be difficult to get.
Yeah, just pay for it.
Yes. it's a good idea to get it. You make a good deal. It is exactly what you need, and it serves the purpose, you know?
Yeah.
So
now,
is
this doctor, am I going to find somebody that's holistic besides the surgeon? Am I going to find somebody holistic?
That is somebody else. The holistic guy that you're thinking about is somebody else.
Okay. I don't know.
Two different people.
And do you know what their letter is?
So for holistic, I follow somebody who's really holistic, really, who might have a totally different approach. And this is somebody who's who has an M name, like a name like Mark, something with an, that starts with an M, and it's a shorter man and an older gray hair man. I also see a woman trying to help you here, but she's relatively young, in her 40-something. But she seems to be very helpful in guiding you towards where to go, who to deal with, and stuff like that. Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Maybe it's my daughter.
Yeah, very possible. Is your daughter like this?
My daughter's, she's about 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
And she's about 35.
Yeah, around that, I think that might be your daughter. Somebody who's very
dark hair.
Somebody who wants to really give you all the hand. Who can help you more than your daughter? She really cares about you.
Oh yeah, she's an angel. She's an angel, Carmen. I don't know what I would do. Yeah, I don't know what I would do without her. Yeah.
I know. I cannot agree with you more. Yes.
Yeah. She was heaven sent, Carmen.
Right. Well, God loved you and sent you her into your life to be there for you forever, you know? And do it for you. And she does it with such grace and such a compassion and such wisdom. She's just so beautiful, so evolved. Like she tell me she's 30 something, I would said no, she's like an old soul, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because everybody thinks she's got such a young face. They think she's 25.
Yeah. But the soul inside her, you know, the evolution.
Oh, yeah.
And the way she acts, the way she does things, she acts like that wise old woman, you know?
She's a very wise woman. Yeah.
Yes.
And very compassionate.
Well, it's all, what did I say? The best quality of humanity is compassion, is the miracle of life. And your daughter has that miracle within her, you know?
Yeah. Well, she's a nurse.
Oh, of course she's a nurse. Because, you know what I mean? God put her on earth, you know, to do good for others, to show the world what love and compassion can do to other people.
Yeah. So, well, thank you. So I got to look for an M as in Mary, for an S as in Sandra.
Two different people. They come with two different approaches. They're both good in their own ways. You'll get the help that you need. I'm not worried about you at all. You'll be absolutely perfectly fine. You're divinely protected. Trust the divine and trust yourself and trust your daughter. Magic.
Yeah, I was just going to say, am I going to get a miracle?
Are you going to get a what? I couldn't hear you.
I said, am I going to get a miracle?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm talking about, a miracle.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Carmen.
I love you, my Barbara. Thank you so much for calling me. I love you.
Thank you. Blessing.
Okay, my beautiful. Blessing. Go back to you a million times more. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, my beautiful Elani. How are you, my angel?
I'm pretty good today. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
So where are you, my Leilani, right now? Still in California?
No, I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my friend invited me. She has this second home that's often empty, and she just invited me to come and stay. And
good. You love it there?
You know, it's really peaceful. It's about 35 minutes outside of town, so I am way out in the country, but it's very peaceful. And
how do you do your work?
Remotely.
Remotely. Okay. And is that okay? Is working?
Well, I had another client step away, so I wanted to ask you about that. I'm just down to two clients per week. I'm not sure what's going on with these clients stepping away.
Well, it happens. About money. People come, people go. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about money.
The most important thing is that you do have people coming to you, and you will have a lot of new people coming to you. I like this place for you. It's like a healing place. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, and I didn't realize that, Carmen, I slept 14 hours the other day.
Wow, that's so good.
Because
that's good.
On this journey, yeah. People, you know, yes. I meet people and they tell me their problems, and I didn't realize
right.
I just needed my own space and just to sleep
good.
And quiet.
Very good. Excellent.
So doors weren't really opening in California, so I just left.
And how long are you going to stay there? You're going to stay there for a while, and then you will go back to California or no?
I don't know about California, so I'm going to stay here a couple weeks and then head north. My mother wants me to come visit, and I'm concerned about her since my brother died. She's just not been doing very well. And
yeah, you need to see her. It would be great for you to spend some time with her. I highly suggest that for her soul, you know, for healing that family, you know, the family pain and, you know, healing that family karma. It's very significant.
Yes,
I bet your brother on the other side wants the same thing for you to spend some time with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You need that. You need for healing. It's for healing purposes, you know?
Yes. I agree. It's just hard because I don't have anywhere to stay there. My sister's really not talking to me. Carmen, my sister's playing the martyr. She's such a martyr.
Was she like that all the time?
She's been like that since she moved back to Wyoming for about 8 years.
Right.
I think she's jealous of my life and my happiness. And
It's so common.
There.
This happens so much. I've seen this all the time.
Yeah.
The problem, this problem occurring, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. It shouldn't be like this, but it is like this, you know? But I don't suggest you should stay with her. You cannot stay with your mom?
I can't stay with my mom. I don't think I'd sleep there. She's in a one-bedroom apartment, and it's just not an option.
Okay, got it.
But
I feel like you're going to find a way, and definitely not with your mom or your sister, you're going to find another place where to stay. I feel like you might stay with someone, but you will have your private space, and you will... I see they're going to stay in a house with a very nice house, actually. Someone will facilitate, you know, pray to the universe to give you the... to open the door, to show you where to stay, and you will find that.
Okay.
That will happen. And do
that,
and then let me know where you're going, and let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
I just wanted to share, Carmen, I met a man at the hot spring in Northern California, and we spent 13 hours together. and guess what he said?
What?
He said, he asked me what I need from a man. He was a conscious man.
Finally.
You know, we just had a good time. I don't think there's anything that's going to come of it, but it was nice to spend time.
But are you still in touch with him? Still in touch?
I'm in touch with him.
Good.
The issue is he's of a different faith. He was
he called my spiritual community in LA New Age.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's a Christian, so there's not going to be a future. But we had a good time.
Well, this should not this should not stop you guys to connect and try to get to know each other. Is he still calling you?
He texts more than calls, but...
Okay. I was encourage him. Respond. Try to respond. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Try to participate. Try to respond.
Yeah. I just was excited to meet a conscious man, you know.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yes.
That the right person for you, you know, to lift your spirit, to be there for you, is coming. It's coming, Leilani.
Thank you.
Hi, my angel. I'm at the end of the show. I love you. For everybody listening, I'm Carmen Jara. I'll be back with you, the same beautiful station, On Time Radio, next week. If you need me, send me an email at carmenjara@aol.com. And till next week, I send you all my love, and I hope that you remember that the greatest gift of all humanity has is love. We can love each other more.